All right, if you're just tuning in for today's second date update, let me set the scene for you. Matt is on the phone right now, and Matt went out to a bar all by himself. Ended up finding an innocent girl named Kelly and somehow convinced her to go back to his place. A place that is littered with boxes, beer bottles, very, very scary place. And while they were making out, doing stuff on the couch, at some point, she must have looked at a clock and realized it was getting late and said she had to leave. Okay, maybe it wasn't as creepy as I made it sound. But Matt is on the phone, and Matt went out to the bars because he just moved into his apartment, wanted to check out the scene around his house, and ended up meeting a girl there. He thinks the reason she's not calling him back is because his place is a mess because he just moved in. Matt, are you ready to call her and see if that is the reason that she's not getting back to you?
Yes, I am.
All right. And have you cleaned up your place and actually unpacked your boxes so if she does actually want to hang out again, she's not going to run into that mess?
Well, it wasn't as creepy as you just made it sound. It's a little bit better now.
Okay, so you got it all cleaned up.
Yeah. All right. For the most part, yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now, get her on the phone, and see if we can find out why she isn't getting back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Kelly, please?
Speaking.
Hey, Kelly, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay. How can I help you?
Well, somebody recently sent us an email about you, and I wanted to see if you had a few minutes to talk to us.
Someone sent you an email about me?
Yes.
Okay.
We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. It's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then stop talking to them, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and ask why.
So someone I dated emailed you. Who was it?
His name is Matt. And I wouldn't say that you guys necessarily dated, but you did meet one evening and go back to his place and mess around a little bit.
Okay. I met him.
Yeah. Yep, we know that.
We know.
So we talked to Matt a little bit after we got his email, and he told us sort of how you guys met, but he's confused why you're not calling him back. He asked us to get you on the phone and find out. That way he knows if he did something wrong.
So he asked you, or whatever, he reached out to find out.
Yes. And as we tell everybody who does these things, they're fully prepared to hear anything that you have to say.
Really?
I'll tell you what he thinks it is, okay? And then you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. He thinks it's because his place wasn't ready, like, and he had boxes everywhere, and he said that he didn't have his trash set up, so there was beer cans, and so he feels like you might have thought his place was gross.
I mean, well, he did look, like, kind of extra homeless in there. Like,
so that is that it?
I mean, no. I mean, I understand he was moving, you know? But, I mean, it was dirty. I get it.
Okay.
No.
Sounds like everything was fine and you guys had chemistry and liked each other.
I mean, we did up until a certain point.
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? It sounds like you think something is funny.
I have to know.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, here we go.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear this.
So, we're there at his place, kind of having a little, you know, make-out situation happening, and he just stops, like, abruptly just stops, and I'm looking, because I'm trying to figure out, like, what happened, did something fall, or, I mean, what's wrong, and he says, hold on, I want to make it all nice for you, and I'm totally confused because I'm like, what, is he going to go make up a bed somewhere? Mm-hmm. No, this guy says, I want to make it all nice for you and starts pointing down.
What?
Like he wants to put a bow on it?
What the hell?
I was like, it was just so weird. And so he just hops up and like jogs into the bathroom. And I'm sitting there waiting like I hear clippers and stuff.
Oh, he's
landscaping. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
So he stopped your makeout session to get up and go trim his area.
The edges.
Yeah.
I guess so. He didn't come out with a new haircut, so I guess so.
What did you say to him when he came out of the bathroom?
I just said, oh, look at that. It's late. I got to go to work.
I've never
been in the situation where I'm making out with someone and been like, I mean, I've been where I'm like, oh, man, I'm not the best down there right now, but I've never thought this is the appropriate time for me to stop and then go manscape right now. Yeah, or you keep it quiet.
Here's the thing, though. Not when she's, like, in the waiting room. Like, she's
there.
That's
true. Did he actually say the words, let me make it nice for you, before he did it?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I wonder if he's tried that before and it's worked.
Oh, God.
I'd love to ask him that, Kelly. Aren't you curious?
No, not really.
That's too bad, because he's actually on the other line listening right now.
Are you kidding me?
Wow. Like, that's really why?
I'm sorry. I mean, but that was really weird. I mean, who says that?
It's not that weird. What's wrong with me making sure I'm good for you? I'm looking out for you. I did it for you.
Well, not when I'm standing there ready to go.
I just figured you would appreciate that. I mean, do you like it messy?
In the future, when you're making out with a girl, don't stop her to go get your manscape off.
I normally take care of it, but I've been so busy with moving.
I hate that when I'm busy with other things and then don't have time to manscape. Why not just tough it out at that point and go, all right, this girl, we're going to do stuff. It's not the best right now, but just go ahead and power through.
Jubal, if that's how you think, you obviously don't get many girls.
Or not. You know, maybe you're right. I just, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
No, I was moving. I didn't even expect to meet a girl, and Kelly shows up just ready to go.
But, I mean, Matt, think about it. If the tables were turned and Kelly said, just wait a minute, and you heard a razor go in 5 minutes, like...
I would appreciate that.
Yeah, and you know what, Matt? I actually really would, too. Honestly, I really would. Yeah, if a girl was like, hang on, I'm going to go take care of some things and I'll be back. As a guy, I would think that would be great.
Yes.
See, that's what I mean. I was just trying to be respectful. Kelly, maybe the timing wasn't the best, but you got to admit, it was a nice gesture. And if you think about it, it's kind of thoughtful.
It really actually is.
It's like flowers, really.
He comes back out, shows her, she's like, oh, yeah,
that's
sweet.
So sweet. Yeah. And it's in the shape of a heart.
Oh, my God.
I'm not that talented.
I mean, you guys wanted me to be honest.
Yeah,
so
no.
I was just thinking I would tell you what happened.
Thank you very much for being honest. That's an amazing story. I would like to ask if you will go on a second date with Matt, though. I will pay for it.
He'll be ready.
Yeah, trust me. Matt, before you go on a date with Kelly, would you be manscaped before, right, if you knew it was a date?
Everything is done. I manscaped and my apartment is clean.
Oh, my God.
There you go, Kelly. You heard that. You heard that. He is all ready to go. His apartment is clean. Everything is clean.
Oh, gross.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe I'm about to say this, but okay.
You'll do it? You'll go out with him again.
I will give him one more chance.
Yes! Honestly, I'm excited. I think we
have connected. Hey, we've already had too much information here, Matt. I don't need to know all that, okay?